Okay, good evening, everyone. Yosef has a very interesting career, and it's accented with a variety of different successes. He's really one of the exemplars of somebody who succeeds in a society that's kind of alien to his culture, to the extent that he starts out in kind of a worst-to-first sort of situation, moving from being a servant to a prisoner, and then finding his way all the way up to being a viceroy. And he becomes a brilliant economic mind, and to the extent that he gets a sort of shevach that is not seen applied to many others, and that's a chacham v'navon, right? So chachma is usually understood to mean knowing things, and a navon is having the benefit of bina, which is mevin davar mitoch davar, being able to understand one thing and apply it to something else, right? So it's taking one fact pattern and being able to take it beyond and move it into something else. Yosef HaTzadik gets the accolade of being Yosef HaTzadik and a whole variety of other unique accolades. Tonight we're going to work on a little bit of what he didn't do. And Yosef HaTzadik, we think that he was the Ubermensch. He did it all, right? He could do everything. He was a man of God. He could interpret dreams. He understood things. He led a country's economy. He was a worst to first. But the one thing that's missing from his whole career is...
happiness.
It's happiness? That's interesting. So his response to the brothers, I don't think that he was a slap-happy kind of guy, but his response to his brothers saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu put me here, you don't be unhappy, seems to me that if he were, truly in earnest, leaving aside the Kabbalistic approach that's put forth in Rabbeinu Bechaya, if he were completely, saying that in earnest, then maybe he was pretty well adjusted. There is one incident where
he had it all. He had a wealthy father, and he was a shepherd. If he didn't dream, if he didn't talk about his dreams, he could have had an easy life.
How do you know?
I don't know for certain, but I'm just saying,
well,
if somebody has a wealthy father, and all you have to do is be a shepherd and follow what your father says, it's not so difficult.
I respectfully disagree with you, and the reason why is the beginning of his story. We have a medrash that says that Yaakov Avinu was looking to enjoy the benefit of that very same security, and it didn't work out well, did it?
No.
Bikesh Yaakov Leisha Vashava, right? Miyad Kofatalav Rogzo Shal Yosef. Just, it didn't work. And I would be so bold to say that it were it not for the rogues of Yosef, it would have been the rogues of something else, because the way that it goes for tzaddikim in this world is that it's a kind of rough and tumble existence. And you kind of have it difficult in this world often, and in the next world, it will be much better. So that's the normal understanding of the calculus. All that to be said, that it, as Yosef's life kind of gets further and further developed, and he gets more entrenched in Mitzrayim, he names his children in a way that seems to indicate that he was in Mitzrayim to stay. So look at the first source. V'yikra Yosef Shem Bechor Menashe. He names his first child Menashe. Ki Nashani Elohim Es Kol Amali. Because Hashem was Nashani. He had made me lose, made me forget. Amali, Kol Amali. What is Amal? Good translation. Or tell me a bad translation. I'll tell you a better one.
Bad things that happen. All the bad that happened previously.
What is an amel? What is amelus?
So
with a thumbs up.
Deep into something like
all of my toil, right? All of my toil, everything, it was lost. What should it say? What should it say there? Should it say amali? Of all things, God made me forget my toil. What are you talking about? His toil when he was a 17-year-old working as a shepherd? No. No. Maybe, what?
It's slavery.
Slavery, maybe? Okay. As kol beis avi, I forget that of my father's house. Meaning I'm forgetting my family and my Amo, which is, I'm going to leave it as undefined. Look at the first Nitziv. Shaisi Amaladko, I was toiling up until now, Ofin Rav Nivze, in a manner that it was both bad and it was a bizayu. It was disgraceful. Okay? That's called Beis Avi. He had somehow the work that he was involved in had made him forget the life that he had with his father's house. This is the Harch of Dover I want to share with you tonight. And the Harch of Dover is based on this pasuk, the medrash on this pasuk. Before we see the Harch of Dover, just turn the page. Look at this. Yaakov is referred to as Ish Shalem. We've described the Yaakov with respect to the Chudum Ashulash. We have Avram Avinu and his midos, and we have Yitzchak Avinu and his midos. And Yaakov was a kol yachol v'chol olam yachad. Everything came together. He was ishalim. And what shleim means takes a number of different directions. But we know that Yaakov Avinu, according to Tziv, had the mitzvah of shalom. Remember, we thought about his fight with the malach that we talked about. He was a man of peace. Rav Yochanan Amar, shalom b'talmudo. He was complete with his learning. Didn't forget anything, right? Aval Yosef, Yaakov Avinu remembered everything that he learned. Aval Yosef Shachach. Yosef forgot his learning. Shine Emor, as it says, Ki Nashani Elohim Eskol Amali. Because Hashem has made me lose all of my toil. So what was the toil? The toil wasn't my work, it wasn't my effort, it was my efforts in learning Torah. And it's gone. Poof. Unbelievable. And how do we know that Amali is referring to Torah? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Nefesh Ameel Amolo. Lo. If a soul puts in, it will Amolo Lo. It will be toiling for you. Right? So the nature of Talmud Torah is obvious that it requires extreme amount of toil. We say, you know, whatever goes in is what comes out. If you come to a shir and you're trying to be entertained and you're just waiting for a good line or a good something and you don't pay attention, you don't engage, then that's what you're going to get out. So when it comes, it's Tuesday night now and you come to your Shabbos table and people say, well, what did you learn? Say, well, it was on Tuesday night. I can tell you when it was, right? Well, no. He says that the way the Torah works is that you have to do amelus, right? So amelus is putting in serious toil. Okay.
Is it Hashem that's taking it away, or is it him? I mean, where's his focus?
Oh, good. Okay. So, meaning, was it a replacement or was it a punishment? Meaning, is this just a simple causality? Or is this or is this something else? So look at the Bine Yoser Hayoroi Lomar Anyi. Anyi would mean my affliction or all the troubles that I had. Mishumachi, Darshu Bibracious Rabba, Yosef Shachach Talmudo. Yosef forgot his learning. Shana Mark, Yashani Elohim. Omer, this is what we said, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Amel, Amela Lo, right? Vuhu Pela. This is unbelievable, says this. Eza Hodaya Shayach Lazeh. How could you give Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kini Ashani Hashem, Eskol Amali? Because you have made me lose my toil. Look, if you want to admit it in some sort of cathartic way to say, ugh, I can't believe it. I've lost my learning. I can understand that. There are people who like to wear their troubles on their sleeves. Right? Right? People are okay saying that I want to air out all of my troubles. But is this a Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Is this praise? Right? Are we going to name a child based on losing our learning?
Wait a minute.
Yo.
There's a, as I recall, in the next parsha, there's a commentary on when the
brothers come back to Yaakov with all the stuff that Yosef said, one of the ways that they proved to Yaakov that Yosef was really alive was that Yosef told them what he had been learning with his father the last thing they
yes.
went together.
Yes, Egla Rufa, yes.
Okay, so that's like a contradiction because he couldn't have forgotten all his learning.
Okay. All right. Quantity, quality, sum, all, no problem. Okay. But, right? The question still stands, right? The question still stands. Even if he had forgotten a portion, or even the quality of his learning had been diminished. Why would you name a child to commemorate something like this? Unless you were happy about it. And if you're happy about it, why on earth would you be happy to forget learning?
Why are we assuming that he forgot it? I'm still not...
Because I'll tell us. They say that amal means learning. The toil means learning. That's what they say. We have this is like a straight line masorah. Okay? Right? The buzzword is amal, and it's right there. Okay, he says like this. You want to understand why he's giving shevach for having forgotten his learning. We have to look back to another nitzich. Says as follows. Remember how we said Yosef HaTzadik had it all? He didn't have it all. He didn't learn enough. Yosef HaTzadik lo haya shokid b'torah kol kach. He did. Shkita is like amelus. It's like hasmada. He wasn't pounding the sfarim as much as he should have. But al kain ne'enosh. He was punished. B'maisa eshes Potiphar. With the incident that occurred with Potiphar's wife. And he lost a little bit of learning here in Leravaloma Onso Koka. And it wasn't onus as much. It was punishment. And he was very, very pained by this. Okay? If you look, we'll see. He describes it slightly more in this other if you look on page 2, the first Netziv, which is the third source, it says, Odi Gri Bazam HaMikra, this is talking about the incident with Ashes Potiphar, says that story tells us as follows, V'emes Zaya Mechusar B'Yosef HaTzadik Shelo Haya Meshakeya Atzmo Ba'amal HaTorah. Yosef HaTzadik was not Amel in Torah, Moshe Amar Ba'atmo, and he says that later, and he brings our midrash from Hachi, Kafatz Alav Esek Eishes Adonov. Do you know what happened? Because of this, the whole incident with Eishes Potiphar was able to transpire. What's the converse? If he was Omel in Torah, the whole thing wouldn't have happened. The whole incident would not have occurred. Okay, Masha Enkin, Imhaya Osik Batura, if he was learning Lo Ira Lo Kain, Detura Agune Meganya Nicole Mikra. Torah Agune, Magain, protects from anything. Tanya Ba'avos de Ribnason, Perkhafe, Kola Nosin Hirhuri Torah, Alibo, anybody who really is thinking about Torah, Ma'avirin mimano hihuri shtus, hihuri nus. You're going to forget, if you're thinking in Torah, put in good, out goes the bad, right? Thinking about shtus doesn't need to be translated, I don't think. Shtus means shtus, and znus is illicit matters, right? If you put in enough Torah, if you fill yourself up, then there's no room for the junk to get in. And in fact, just think of it like in one ear, out the other. If you push in the Torah, out goes the junk from the other ear. It's a really easy calculus. Look at, I have a quote to you from the Nefesh HaChaim, just to elucidate and elaborate this point. Does everybody know who wrote the Nefesh HaChaim? This is Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And his relationship to the Netziv of Volozhin is? Father-in-law of the first wife. So this is a Netziv Shver. Okay? So look at and the Nefesh HaChaim, anybody who learns the Nefesh HaChaim will tell you, like anybody who's really deep into the world of the yeshivas, the last parak of the Nefesh HaChaim is the big ha. Right? The whole Odshia Adam Kosher Vedavik Baturaso. The most somebody is connected to their Torah, from Hashem's Torah, Yisborach, Uva'avosa, and loving it, Yishka Tomid, they'll be involved in it always. Afhi Ta'ir Alav, it will enlighten you, Umishmarto, Bechol Drachav, and will guard you in all your ways, in Yanav. Shelo Yipol, Vereshes Hayetzer Chas V'Shalom. You will not fall into the nets of your own inclinations, Chas V'Shalom. Okay, you go through the rest of it yourself, but the last line says, he says, Kach Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'ni, Barasi Yetzirahara, Barasi Lo Torah Tarablin. I've created the Yetzirahara, I've created the evil inclination of man, I've created Torah as a remedy. Im Atem Oskim B'Torah, if you are involved in Torah, Ein Atem Nimzarin, you will not, Biyado, you will not be put in the hand of Yetzirah, Shen Amar, Alo Im Teitib Seis. If it's good, then you will be able to get past it. If you won't, you will be put in the hand of this. Sin croucheth at the door. Okay, so the yesod from the Nefesh HaChaim and from the Netziv is Torah has a quality of guarding you. Yosef HaTzadik, if he was really more righteous, he would have been more amel in Torah. Since he slipped a little bit, Kodesh Baruch Hu pulled back the protection, and that's where the Eishes Potiphar story started, and that's how all of this precipitated. So, Yaakov, you're looking at me and saying, why are we calling him Yosef HaTzadik, right? If he pared back his Torah learning. Just take the Yesod. Take the Yisod for a second. Yeah.
It says, "Vahi Yosef Yifei Tar Yifei Mara." Is that a Shabbat or is that?
Hold it. We'll get there. There's an Etziv on that. There's an Etziv for that. Okay. So back to our Harch of Dover. So now Yosef, page one, last source, five lines down. The Etziv is telling us that Yosef HaTzadik, unfortunately, due to all of his, I guess for his slipping, the Haganah was taken back. And he felt really bad. And it was tzoros. And it was pain, and it was anguish, and everything else. Ach ata, but right now, shehizmin Hashem liyado esek al torach hatzibur. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him osek b'tzarchei tzibur, busied in the needs of the community, in the needs of the whole, of all the people, shugamkein meshakeach talmido, something that will also make somebody forget their learning, kede'isa b'shmos rabba. So Shmos Rabba says, I quoted it very briefly on page 3, first source, it says, shemisasek b'tzarchei tzibur meshakeach talmido. That's all you need to hear. It says that somebody who's involved in the needs of the community, they forget their learning. And if anybody wants to talk about empirical truth from those experiences, I'm happy to talk to you offline. But it has happened before. Okay? All right? So it says, Achato. It says, now he feels he's involved in this. Fu choshuv umarutza katalma Torah. Kedisab Yushami Brachos Perak in Umdin. Yushami says, but somebody who's Osek in Sarchei Tzibur, notwithstanding the fact that it makes them forget their learning, it also counts as if they're learning. Right? So we have this medrash by Moshe Rabbeinu that says a dayan that's done, right? It's as if they're learning all day. Yushami says even more that it's somebody who's Osek but Sarchei Tzibur, somebody who's involved in the needs of the community. It's as if they're learning. So it was one up and one down for Yosef HaTzadik. The one down was he wasn't actually learning as much. But the one up was, since he was Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, it was as if he was. Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, Osek B'Torah, Mikosher came to Makom Pikuach Nefesh, and specifically, even more so, in a case where you're saving people's lives. Al Zen Nasan Hodaya. So now, why did he give thanks? Lomar Ki Nashani Elokim. V'lo Ma'atzma. Why? It's almost trying to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu has made me in this situation where, notwithstanding the fact that I've done something maybe ill-advised, Kodesh Baruch Hu has given me credit in a place that I can kind of compensate. Everybody hear that? Isn't that amazing? So, saying it wasn't for me, all of this, but it was somehow the fact that I got involved in the right kind of worldly hishtadlus. The fact that I slipped up, at least on the ledger, at least on my cheshbon, isn't as bad. Okay? Baruch Hashem. I'm not learning. Right? It's like, it's amazing. It's an amazing thought. It's almost as if Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing some scaffolding. He kind of knew where he was and he said, okay, well, I'll make it just so that if you're here, you're going to get just a little extra amount of scar. Let me tell you what this is not. I heard a story that was so extremely chilling to me. But first, let's talk about some of the other things, which are a little bit more difficult, and then we'll get to my chilling story. Remind me, if I don't tell you my chilling story in 5 minutes, you're on it? Okay. So, it's empirically proven that not everybody can learn all the time. Right? And even for the people who have the luxury of time and availability, not everybody seems to have the tools, or it feels like they have the tools all the time. And even for the people who set aside time, you know, everybody's making more or less of it, right? Some people show up, you know, they get the schar licha, but they don't get the schar hatsiya. They don't really do such a great job, right? They show up. And you kind of wonder and think in the back of your mind for one of these individuals whether they feel breathe a sigh of relief when their air conditioner breaks and they have to work on their air conditioner, or their bank account just gets too low and they have to go work or something like that. I would never suggest, you know, I'm not putting any values on it. I'm saying that there are probably individuals who feel like that. Because if this thought process is attributed by the Netziv of Volozhin to Yosef HaTzadik, then maybe it's happened to one of us, right? You know, it's what I call the imp of the perverse, that although something's so extremely important to you, you know, we show up to Davin and then we start thinking about shtus. We start thinking about nothing. Like, why do we do that? We know it's not important, right? Ever figure out why we do that? But whatever it is, like, it's calculus. Sometimes you think, oh, Baruch Hashem, maybe, you know, I got the right mix. It's kind of involved in Yosef HaTzadik. And the positive spin on it is obviously, like, all of our experiences mold who we are. And somehow they're kind of sent for who we are and what we need to do in life. And sometimes we don't know why that was put there until 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later. Right? And then you get a good laugh. Right? You just have to laugh with Kadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate it as it's happening. That's an even bigger milah. So that's, that's a lekach that we can take. Yosef looks back and says, oh, this is kind of why all these puzzling things happen together. We'll go on with another piece on Yosef in just a minute. But I'll tell you what this is not, and here's the chilling story. My wife told me a story about a woman who had her first child. And Baruch Hashem obviously was a big simcha. And the woman confided in my wife. She said, I'm so happy I have this child. Now I don't have to daven. Right? Unbelievable! Unbelievable. I'm putter. First thing, halachically, that's an extremely questionable position. Right? Meaning the Mishnah Berurah says women should daven twice a day. The Aruch HaShulchan says women should daven three times a day like men. Right? But leave aside the halachic questionability of this. Just think about the calculus that's going on in the woman's head. You know, it probably means she didn't really ever want to daven for a long time. right, where the imp of the perverse got so strong, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was throwing her a bracha, or a double bracha. It's really kind of hard to tell. You have to think about that, right? You know, you always wonder, why did I get a flat tire? Why did all these things happen? But this woman, that's not what we're supposed to, we're not supposed to be feeding.
Maybe she just forgot the other half of the sentence. I don't have to daven for our first child.
Right. You are better at being down the kapskos than I am. I wasn't privy to the conversation, but I can tell you that it was an extremely jarring thing to hear. But I think that in a world and a system where obligation is so extremely high, sometimes people feel catharsis by being relieved, whether appropriately or inappropriately, of any of those responsibilities. It's a complex thing to think about, and it comes to bear with Yosef HaTzadik. So now take a look at this. I'll just add a little bit more, you know, within the complexities of, you know, obviously the empirical obligation, observation that maybe sitting and learning all time doesn't work for everybody at all times, and how are we going to learn to grapple with that issue, right? But still making Talmud Torah such a central part of our lives. Looking around the table, I don't see anybody who's fully learning all the time. So, you know, I feel like this is obviously no gaya to all of us. And second, you know, the thought of, you know, how we deal with the excuses we may make for ourselves. Also quite a hard thing to do, but something we all have to consider and think about. So look at this. Third page. So Ben Poras Ale Ayin, Benos Tzada Ale Shur. This is a verse in Vayechi where Yaakov Avinu is giving brachas and probably hidden comments to each of the boys. And Yosef is described as somebody so beautiful that people will alight a ladder to look at him, to just take a peek at this man, right? And this is probably a new shade to Yosef. Now, not only an economist, not only an MBA, not only a communal leader, not only a man of dreams, not only all these other things, but now he's also just extremely, you know, extremely attractive. So, look what the Netziv says. Bein Poras Yosef. This is a new shade to maybe why Yosef, notwithstanding the fact that he's known as Yosef HaTzadik, and we've kind of explained that, there's something different about Yosef. Okay? Ben Poras Yosef Shagadol Bachachma Yoser Mishar Banov. He was grown in wisdom more than any of the other boys in the other of the Shvatim. Right? V'hayakazeh Adshinimkar, and he was this wise, or this great, until he was sold, right? So we remember the Unkelus, right? Ki ben zekunim ulo barchakim. Unkelus says barchakim, he was wise. It's amazing that he did a maisa naros, but he was wise. It shows that there are people whose midos and their intelligence are not on the same plane. V'achar kach lo chacham od ad shiyatza mibeis ha'asurim. And he was not considered a chacham so much until he left jail. The gadol od apam pisom bechachmas ateva. He grew again. First, he grew with the mesora that he got from his father, and then he grew with this thing called chachmas ateva, the wisdom of nature, meaning street smarts, right? All right, alei ayin ad shepirshu chazal, until chazal tell us, they start comparing him to Shlomo Melech. Dichsev b'Shlomo v'yachkam mikol ha'adam v'chilkel. Ze Yosef, Shaya Machalkel Saolam. Chilkel, he sustained. Who sustained? Yosef sustained the whole world. Are Shahaya Mitsuyan Bachachma. He was so exceptionally wise. Ela Shalo Ayashava Makor Chachmasoke Chachmas Shlomo. So Shlomo is the wisest, but Yosef sustained the whole world. Well, the Chachma of Shlomo was the Chachma Satorah. The Chachma of Yosef, the street smarts. Unbelievable. Right? To Shlomo ba mikol chachmas haTorah, right? And he quotes a Ramban, and he says also, oh, yeah, mashikosuv, but Does anybody know the Rosh Hashanah, Hey Ayin Shin, that are referred to in the brackets, Hey Ayin Shin, is referred to a sefer called Ha'emek Shela, which is the Netziv's Tshuvos. Okay, so he talks about it in one of his Tshuvos. Okay, Mishum Hachi, because of this, Nikra Banai, he's called my son, B'mamar Achachma, Ma Bri, he's called my son, Uma Bar Bitni, he says, the son of my womb, Mashe, Kamosha Kasavnu, and he says, earlier in Ahor Chavdor, Aval Yosef, Yosef Atzarek Shachach Chachmasa Torah, he forgot the Torah and its wisdom. That same medrash, Netziv likes this medrash. Elosh nitan lo chachmasateva b'shefa rav. But he got such amazing natural wisdom, such amazing street smarts. Farnis bar sham shezen nikra bonos. We think it's called bonos. Okay, and that was Yaakov said. Yaakov said, you know, we're describing the benos tzaadah and all this stuff. People looked at him not for his chachmasatera, but for his just his incredible street smarts. And in a certain way, that's a mila, because look at the way the people look at him. And in a certain way, that's a chisaron, right? A certain way, it's a chisaron, because what kind of a Kiddush Hashem could Yosef have made if he stood for the Chachmas HaTorah, right? So, just a, you know, a little thought. We're going to, in Parshas Baalotcha, we're going to look at the Netziv piece on the menorah, where he talks about the interaction, perhaps, about the seven wisdoms and the wisdom of the Torah itself, and how the seven wisdoms are supposed to inform the Torah, but the Torah is the great wisdom and the one true wisdom. But nevertheless, we are encountering a story of really a success story. A nice Jewish boy who everything he touched, you know, okay, he had a couple hiccups, but everything he touched turned to gold. But there could have been something much more beautiful with Yosef HaTzadik. This whole thing would not have been happening at all had he just stuck to, you know, the thing was Nechamadi Mizahav Mipaz Rav. He just stuck to learning the Netziv, the Ikveh, his father-in-law, the Rechaim Voloshner, and everybody else saying, you wouldn't have forgotten your learning, you wouldn't have forgotten your learning. This whole thing wouldn't have happened. You could have made a different Kiddush Hashem altogether. So that's what we have. Obviously, we have this question about Kodesh Baruch Hu being misabev, certain ways that we can compensate for some of the shortfalls we made. We have this concept of whether or not Yosef HaTzadik perhaps couldn't learn all the time, or maybe was a little bit loose in his learning, how that affected him, and then maybe, you know, relevant for all of us and something that we can be mischazek specifically during Hanukkah. And finally, with respect to the pursuit of wisdom, we have the wisdom of the Torah vis-a-vis all the other wisdoms of the world and the, you know, the great magnitude that we can put in. So I think we can probably open for questions.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say, you could say that he should have